You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back your shoulder, wherever it is, you just can't do those things. Well, go see our friends at QC Kinetics. Set up the no-obligation free consultation and just ask the questions. Why does it work and how it works, which is what it is regenerative medicine, using your body's own healthy blood cells to help heal the affected area, rebuild that tissue in there and get it back, get inflammation down. Again, using your body's own healthy blood cells, highly concentrated, injected back into those areas and promote the healing that you're looking for, not the masking agents that you're currently doing and, of course, the thoughts of the long-term and sometimes risky surgeries that are your other options right now. QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303 is the phone number. That's 512-593-4303. It's QC Kinetics, two great locations. Get in there and just talk to them. Find out the answers. The questions to your chronic pain could be right there in front of you at QC Kinetics.
Really, when it comes to backups, just some hot spots here or there around town. Northbound I-35, a little slow coming from William Cannon to Stasty, and then headed toward the decks. Just minor delays. Southbound, same situation. 51st Airport, stop and go. But again, we see it more extensive than this most days. And so that means the spring break situation is really kicking in with the lack of volume. And we have a lack of crashes. Just one on the board, actually. It's over on Oasis near 18th. And it should be clearing up here shortly. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
It's spring break, and IKEA Round Rock is a great place to have a fun day out for the entire family. Join us in the IKEA Swedish restaurant Monday, March 13th through Friday, March 17th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. for crafts for the kids. Visit IKEA.com for more information.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. By now, everyone knows that my favorite new tequila is Hot Cat Tequila. Hot Cat Tequila is my go-to tequila. The cat stands for cinnamon, agave, and tequila, and the recipe, just as simple, just as delicious, and just as brilliant. Cinnamon, agave, nectar, and tequila. That's why it's so light and so smooth. Hot Cat Tequila is a tequila lover's dream. And if you're not a fan of tequila, Hot Cat Tequila will make you a fan of tequila. Hot Cat Tequila will turn any event into a party, and every party feels like a celebration. So celebrate and turn up with Hot Cat Tequila. Once you try Hot Cat, you won't go back to that old cinnamon whiskey or that cheap tequila you were ordering rounds of when you were just trying to get the party started. So turn up your party with Hot Cat Tequila. It's the perfect way to pregame for the big games, the concerts, festivals, or a night on the town with family and friends. Hot Cat Tequila is best served cold for a quick round of shots or a sip on the rocks. So visit cattequila.com to find a store near you that sells Hot Cat Tequila or to find a bar near you that serves Hot Cat Tequila. Toast and turn up with Hot Cat Tequila.
We're the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The average home sold with Orchard sells within 1 month. And with Orchard's win-win program, you can win twice. Here's how. Win number one. Orchard can make you a solid, guaranteed cash offer for your home. I'm talking a serious cash offer from Orchard, not some home-buying company trying to lowball you. But here's where it gets better for you. Orchard will handle the sale of your old home, including upgrades, listing, and showing. Here's win number two. When Orchard sells your old home for more than your cash offer, you keep the extra. You win again. That bears repeating. Orchard not only guarantees the sale of your home, but when it sells for more than they offered, you keep the upside. I love that. Orchard's win-win program gives you the confidence you will receive the maximum value for your old home without all the hassles of selling it. If you're curious what Orchard would pay for your home, get a no-cost, no-obligation offer at Orchard.com. Orchard.com.
At Diamonds Direct, we want to make something very clear. We will absolutely beat the price of any comparable diamond that you find anywhere else. No fine print, no disclaimers, just a rock-solid, unqualified, nationwide price guarantee. And this goes for 1-carat diamonds as well as 15 and 20-carat diamonds. You see, at Diamonds Direct, we're more than just another jewelry store. We're part of a world diamond powerhouse with direct access to the world's top diamond mines. We have our own diamond cutters, too, so we are active in every aspect of the diamond market every single day, from source to showroom. So when you see a diamond somewhere else, online or in a store, or from some so-called supplier. Just know that apples for apples, you will get a better price at Diamonds Direct. Our volume, our connections, our buying power make this possible, and it's why we've never ever lost a sale due to price. So at a time when value means so much, we invite you to take this challenge and let us prove it. Day in and day out, you will always get a better quality diamond at a better price at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and HornFM.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
Monday on the Horn, and it's one of those jam-packed Mondays. We love it. Lots to do. Brackets are being filled out. Upsets, Final Fours, sleepers, dark horses, all those cliches and terms come rolling in this time of year. It's one of the best weeks of the calendar, one of the best 2-3 week stretches on the sports calendar at any point in the year. When we roll for the 3 weeks of March Madness through Dell Match Play in 2 weeks, the NASCAR crew's rolling in here. We've got South by Southwest and the rodeo. A lot to do, my friends. And Longhorn spring practice. And they're off this week, by the way. No spring break.
And 5 in a row for the baseball team, huh?
Yes, and they should have 5 in a row because they're playing really bad teams.
But that's okay.
You got to win the games that are in front of you.
That's right. If it's in front of you, win the game.
Yeah, Manhattan, rough fielding team. They made a lot of errors this weekend against the Longhorns, but the Longhorns took advantage of those. Yeah, won 3 games. I think they combined to score 38 runs and gave up just 11. So the Horns looked good this weekend. They won, of course, both of the midweek games last week, which is what this is all about. I mean, they've got North Dakota State coming in here Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they've got New Orleans this weekend. I mean, this was a 14-game homestand that you really felt like, you know, the first 11 of them, you should win all the games.
There you go.
No, you should. I mean, if you're Texas and you want to be in the mix in the Big 12, North Dakota State, New Orleans, Manhattan, you know, Sam Houston State's probably the best of the bunch of the first 11 games, but then games 12, 13, and 14 of the 14-game homestand are Texas Tech.
And it then gets for real.
Yep, Texas Tech to start conference play on Friday the 24th. So that's followed by a Tuesday game with A&M. That's followed by a trip to Stillwater. I mean, it's just, then it's on. And you better know who your roles are. You better know what your team's all about. And, yeah, this is a good time to build confidence. But obviously these are games you need to win because you lost some games early. So 9-7 now for Longhorn baseball, 8-2 at home, 1-2 on the road, and they'll play North Dakota State this weekend. I think, yeah, North Dakota State just played down at Texas State and got swept by the Bobcats this weekend. So now they're
nice walk-off home run in one of those games.
Yeah, so they're coming up, and they'll, of course, we talk about these Eastern Northern teams that come down for spring break, spend a couple of weeks down here and play a bunch of games before they go back to the cold. Because it's snowing. It's still snowing in places north and back east, man.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this is, and we had, what a weekend we had. We had 90 on Saturday. I mean, it was hot, muggy, and perfect yesterday. And today we're going to drop from, 75 yesterday. We're going to drop down to temperatures right at about 60 degrees today.
Yeah, the next 2 days, in the 60s.
And the weather temperature roller coaster. Hey, did you see anything going on down at South by Southwest? The interactive's going on this week, and I saw where Bijan Robinson, the now former Longhorn off to the NFL, was on a panel talking about the future of NIL deals and how they're going to be formed. And obviously it's the new landscape of college football. And I think that was a great – I'm seeing if I can find some of that audio on that, because I'm sure – I mean, no one really across the country did the NIL thing better than Bijan, right? I mean, he had his aunt was helping him, who lives with him and helping him navigate some of these. He has a team that – you know, he had his own mustard – the mustards and sauce. He had his Lambo deal, which
his
was
shirt deal.
Had his clothing shirt deal line. With that clothing apparel line. You know, it wasn't flashy. I mean, the Lambo's a flashy car, but he didn't make it flashy. But, you know, he benefited from his name, image, and likeness. And they named a mustard after him, and people bought it and liked it. I mean, that's kind of the impact you can have, because I'm all for it. I know it takes a lot of negative conversations, and it's going to hit its bumps in the road, and there's going to be learning curves for it, and be good stories and bad stories from it. But I thought Bijan, did about as good as you can.
Yeah, I think I would say it probably worked out, about 80% in the good for a lot of people, for a lot of young men and women.
Well, I mean, it's every sport, it's every player. They can capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. And I know Bijan was a big name anyhow, but he kind of showed you a blueprint of how you can do it. You be creative, have fun with it, and create revenue for yourself.
Right, and be that kind of person that can represent a company.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. I mean, there's going to the McComb School of Business to learn business, or you do business. And you kind of learn how to represent a company and how that all works. Now you got to go pay taxes too, by the way, which you'll learn at a younger
age. Somebody will take care of that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, I like.
But once again, it's always nice to know what your money's all about. Learn the business of your money.
Well, and at the end, it's your money.
That's right.
And now, an industry in college athletics and certainly college football.
I don't have a lot of it, but I still run a checkbook. Which is weird.
You still run the checkbook?
Yeah, I do.
I know. I didn't know if you're still writing those checks.
I still do.
Well, see. Most of it's online now.
I know. I learned how to do it when I was a lifeguard. I just balance my checkbook.
Well, look, the argument we've had for years, and there's still downsides to NIL, but, at this point they have to. And for years and years, everybody else within the industry was able to make a career out of it and make a lot of money within the sport. And now the players who are actually the product can as well. They can make some money while they're here. And I've always argued it's not as much for the Bijans for me, because he's going to be a top NFL pick and player. It's for the 95% of players who are never going to play professional sports to be able to navigate that and make money on their name, image, and likeness while they're playing and while they're here. And I think it's a good thing. But Bijan was on South by Southwest talking about that this week. I had a lot of panels down there on downtown Austin, and that will shift to the music side coming up this week, and we're going to have Eric Raines up in here talking about the rooftop showcase that's coming up today down at the Blind Pig Pub. We're also talking about Texas and their 2 seed in the Midwest region, and the strong, obviously, run to the finish line that they had. 4 straight wins, 3 straight at the Big 12 tournament. They're the champions of the conference. Can we hear this Brock Cunningham again, Ty? Because Brock was quick to say, hey, listen, I was on the team that won the Big 12 tournament just 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, and we know what happened that following Friday night when they played a team called Abilene Christian. Here was Brock Cunningham.
You only take this win for one night. I've been a part of a team that won this tournament and then was on the receiving end of a terrible upset that first game. So we'll have this game for tonight, and then we'll get back to work on Monday after selection show Sunday.
There you go. Back to work, Brock. Didn't he sound like a coach?
He does.
He sounds like, this is the maturity of this team, but they ooze maturity that, hey, we'll have some fun with this. Yeah, we beat Kansas, but we beat Kansas a week ago. We know we can beat them. Now we got to go take care of business and get ready for Colgate.
You got yourself a tournament championship. That's a big deal. That's a part of their goals. That's when they set their goals, that's one of them.
That is. No doubt about it. And to win, again, whether it changed any seeding, I don't think it did for anybody. I think that the field was pretty much set. Based on the regular season and the seeding and Purdue and Alabama and Kansas and Kansas, you might have thought that Texas beating Kansas back to back Saturdays by double digits might have flipped that, but no, it's about the regular season, and Texas is the 5 or 6 seed overall. They'll play in the Houston bracket, which is a lot of fun in college basketball. We're also looking at free agency in the NFL, where this is going to go. Scottie Scheffler is the world's number one player again. And he says he's coming here to defend his championship, Buck, 2 weeks. He's going to take the week off this week, and he'll be here in Austin looking to win the Dell Match Play.
And then he'll
take
a week off before the Masters.
Where he is also the defending champion.
Yep.
This guy's going to be the dang defending champion at every tournament he plays.
Oh, yeah, the big three right now. This is going to be fun from week to week to week.
Yeah, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and who's the third for
Rory.
You?
Rory.
Rory?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play great this weekend, did he?
I think he went home.
Yeah, it wasn't his best.
I think he went home after day two, I believe.
Didn't you pick him to win it?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You going to pick him to win the Masters?
No, I'm not.
Who's winning the Masters at this point?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Oh, what?
Come on, man. Is he showing up?
Oh, he'll be there.
Okay.
Tiger, did he really lock his girlfriend out of the house and like throw all her stuff in the curb?
I heard that.
But she's got her own place. He's got her own place out back.
I heard that they went to the private airport together, and there was two jets, and he told her, you're getting on that jet, and you can go wherever you want in the world, but you're not coming back here.
Oh, dang. Tiger is cutthroat, brother. With it. Dating's not his deal.
No, it's not.
He's not strong at it.
That's why he hangs out at Denny's.
That's a baller move right there, though.
Two jets, pick one.
Yeah, you can go anywhere you want, but you can't come back here.
Where would you go?
I don't know. My lawyer, like she did.
Well, hey, by the way, I'm not a divorce lawyer. Let's not give them.
They're not married. No, they're not married.
Like, she wants the house. Like, she wants the $30 million house.
That's
based
not
off
happening.
A verbal agreement.
Well, that ain't going to stand up.
No.
They're not married. It's not her house. Tiger's house.
Tiger has lawyers now.
Better lawyers than you.
Better lawyers than she has, I guarantee you.
Well, did you get that in writing? I don't think the verbal agreement's going to hold up. Is it recorded somewhere? The Tiger gave you the house?
She's trying to do the book.
You put
thing
her on
somehow.
A jet and said, go. What was that movie? The Pelican Brief. Remember when they put Julia Roberts on the plane and said, go wherever you want? Because she was, whatever, the whole Supreme Court justices that were murdered. But yeah, that was way back. But yeah, put her on a plane. That is kind of baller.
Sorry, I said, who still accepts checks?
Who
hey!
Does? Who are
everybody does.
Where?
Can you write a check to like at HEB still?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you're the people I hate getting behind the line.
I don't do that, though.
How does that work? Like, what if the check bounces? It's not allowed back? Like, how?
Oh, you're going to pay for the bounced check. You're going to pay $25
Your bank will get you.
Your bank will get you.
Because the bank's going to cover you, and then they're going to penalize you.
I don't do stuff like that. I don't pay at grocery stores and clothing stores with a check. I use my credit card there. But I do pay bills with my check.
You're not pulling out the checkbook at Dan's Hamburgers?
No, hell no. I'm not doing that. And making people behind me go, what the hell is this? I don't want those people yelling
you're
at me.
You're the one. The people who write checks still at the HEB, and then the people who buy like 68 lottery tickets.
Like, oh, I won't do that. But
God, this is supposed to be a convenience store.
But if you're paying for your phone, if you're paying for your phone and stuff like that, as you send in the mail, I pay by check. I still do that. Mm-hmm. And they're eventually going to make me, as my wife says, what they're going to make you stop doing that? The paper trail is going to be gone here very shortly. And so is the money trail. All the money will be gone soon. So
that's right. Well, let's not hope we don't have any other banks crashing this week with the Silicon Valley Bank that crashed last week. That wasn't good news.
What about Bank of America?
Bank of China. Hey, look who it is. It is our man Eric Raines from Coke FM.
What's up, guys?
Wearing it's my favorite hat. You can't see him on Twitch. He's wearing the Houston Oilers circa 1983.
Love you blue, baby.
Love you blue hat. How are you, Eric Raines?
I'm well. It's a Monday. My kids are gone.
Where are your
Got
kids?
Got rid of them from spring break.
Spring break.
Where did they go?
The oldest went to Port Aransas with friends. Bucky's in a fraternity now. He's pledging a fraternity.
There you go.
I told him, stay away from the women. Don't call me if you're in jail. And please come home.
Oh, okay. Please come home.
All
That's
three
a good
may
one.
Happen.
Yeah, all three may happen. There you go.
And the youngest is in Rockport fishing. So, yeah.
What do you mean? How old is he? You can't tell a 18-year-old to stay away from girls. How's that going to go?
I cleaned it up a little bit. It scares me because I remember what I did when I was his age during spring break.
Me too.
He said stay away from the skanks. That's what he meant.
It's just hard to do in Port Aransas.
Is it hard to do?
Is that kind of what you're looking for down there?
No.
Just be safe.
There you go.
That's all. I mean, I'm terrified as a parent. That's all I think about. 24/7, 365.
It is. It's the hardest. I mean, gosh, once you're there are stages of kids, right? They learn to ride a bike so they can ride away where you can't see them. Then you teach them to drive, and they can drive on their own, and that terrifies you. And yeah, then the whole
I don't think it ever ends. Yes.
Well, then they're adults, and you hope you've done a nice job of
good
raising
luck to you.
Good people. Good luck to you, young guy. Don't call me if you're in jail. I like that one. Eric, what's going on today? You guys have Coke FM. It's an annual thing that you guys do with South by Southwest and really launch it with a rooftop musical event, because that's what you guys do is play great music. And looking forward to today. How's it going to all play out?
Well, we can't say South by. It's sort of like Super Bowl or March Madness.
Oh, we can't say that.
Right, so we didn't say it. But it is our South by Southwest showcase, so it's we call it the Rooftop Showcase at Blind Pig Pub down on 6th Street. And I mean, we've done this forever. And if you're looking for, if you want to get out of the house and come down there and look, let's be really honest, full transparency, Just getting down there is tough. And once you get down there, it's absolutely free. The music starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then it's going to go till 2 or 3 in the morning. So
No badge, no wristband.
And it's kind of a new face to showcase. Now, if I ask 90% of these artists that are going to be on this, they're like, we ain't new. We've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
But as far as people recognizing a lot of the names that will be down there, I mean, Midnight River Choir, Braxton Keith, Cameron Sackey Band will be headlining full band, and I think there's like 20 total. And there's always special guests that show up. So if you're looking to get some of the South By culture, come on down to 6th Street, Blind Pig Pub. It's in the heart of everything. If you've ever just wanted to see, I mean, all these big companies toss so much money into this one week down on 6th Street. And I know a lot of us are like, we're locals, and the one thing we do is stay away from it. I like to go down there during 6th Street. I mean, during the South By, and just kind of take in some of the new music.
Me too.
So I'm going to go check it out and see what's going on. And of course, I don't have a choice. I'm hosting it. So, yeah, we start at 3 o'clock, and it's kind of a guitar swap where there's going to be, you know, four or five different artists on stage singing their new songs, telling the stories, and
Blind songwriters, too?
Yeah, mostly really? Songwriters, yeah.
Love that. Guitar swap, I like that.
It's that kind of that vibe.
Hey,
it's kind of on the very top. There will be some sports going on as well, that whatever's on the big screen TVs there. So, yeah, come have a beer with us and see a free show.
Yeah, well, I was going to say sports guys do like the jersey swaps, so we're doing like guitar swaps.
What yeah, absolutely.
Mean? Cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Blind Pig Pub. And Bob Woody still own that?
Bob
play?
Woody well, owns pretty much all of 6th Street.
All of 6th Street, yeah. Just about now.
We had him on this morning. You ever talk to Bob Woody?
Not on the air, but off the air.
He can talk.
Yeah, man.
Or he can go.
He owns about 28 different properties downtown. So
28?
28 different
you're
properties.
Exaggerating. He does own
no,
all of
he does. So, yeah, Blind Pig Pub tonight will be out there.
Kind of like our guy Kevin Fowler, who like owns all of Wimberley or something. What's going on with that deal? I saw Kevin this weekend. He's got a new album out.
Yeah, Kev Foe, you know, he sold his property to Paul Simon and Edie Brickell.
Yeah, he did. His house. I know they tried to buy my buddy's uncle's house, and then he said no, and then he moved and bought some of Kevin Fowler's property. But he's doing good and looking forward to a lot coming. What else is going on at Coke FM? I know in addition to today, you guys have
it's rodeo
Coke
time.
Fest, rodeo's here.
So we've been out to rodeo. I thought of you, Bucky, because I went and did the petting zoo. Love the petting zoo out at the rodeo. They had all the goats.
Ooh.
And it's
Faith the goat.
I remember Faith the goat. Bucky used to have goats. And those goats come after you, man. It's free to get in the petting zoo if you go out to the rodeo.
Good luck to you.
And then they sell the food to you. And they just attack you. There's a camel out there, too.
Is that scary?
No, I fed the camel.
Really? No problem with the camel?
There's a porcupine out there that you can pet. True story.
How do you pet a porcupine?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the petting zoo, all the, you know, the whirl and hurl rides out at the rodeos. That's kind of what we're doing. It kicked off Friday. We were out there for William Beckman and Josh Ward. So, you know, sports, music, South By.
Is tonight Flo Rida?
Tonight, Apple Bomb Jeans,
there
boots
you go.
With the fur. Everybody knows that one. That's about it.
Is Bob making it out?
Some Flo Rida?
Anything to burn up down there? No?
I doubt it.
No, okay. Everything's smoking out there anyway.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a good time. The good time, though, is going to be at Blind Pig. And you say it starts about 2 o'clock today and then all the way till, gosh, the
2 in the morning.
2 in the morning.
Yeah, and I'm going to be out there. So.
And then you've got to go to work the next day.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Ooh.
Will you come wake me up, Bucky, tomorrow morning?
I'll wake you up.
Don't sleep on that dirty couch, one thing, Dylan, down there. That one. But Eric Raines, Coke FM.
Thank y'all for letting me come in and plug the gig tonight.
Get on it.
Yeah, man.
Let us know when you guys start announcing Coke Fest, and I know there's another festival coming, which
we're
excited about.
Very, very soon, yes.
How do we like our lineup this year? Good?
This will be, we're not going to say the best lineup, but this will be the best lineup this year.
There you go.
Looking forward to that in August, and then more coming from our friends at Coke FM, and you'll be watching the hoops. What about the Longhorns, Big 12 champs.
Yeah, I mean
tournament.
They're in the tourney,
number 2 seed. They're going to be cranking it up. How about where will you be on Saturday if the Longhorns are playing the Aggies in round 2?
Oh, I will be have my burnt orange hat on, rooting for the Horns. How do they do in that game, Bucky?
If they play the Aggies?
If they play the Aggies.
Will they win?
Doctor of bracketology. Now, the Aggies currently own scoreboard on Texas because they ended the Longhorn baseball season last year in Omaha with that win at the College World Series. So currently, I know the Longhorns own scoreboard on the football side of things, but as far as sports go, Aggies got to close out the Horns season last year, and this game will be a loser-goes-home game on round 2 if they get there.
Can you imagine if Aggie wins that game, the smack that will happen?
Oh, it's already happening. It's already started.
You got to beat Colgate first, though, right? Thursday?
Brush your teeth, beat Colgate.
That's right.
But they're a good-looking team out of the Patriot League, 20-1 in their last 21 games.
They play the Patriot League.
Yeah.
Does Rodney Terry get the coaching job?
Potentially. Strong chance.
How far does he have to go in this tournament before you hand him that gig?
I don't know how that works. What he's done this year has been tremendous. That's all.
But I sense a but in your sentence.
I don't have a but in that. I mean, it all depends on what the people that make those decisions thinks about that guy as a coach and as a person. I just say be careful of how you hire, who you hire. Make sure that that he is a good person or she is a good person that the kids can get along with and they can recruit. There you go.
I think distance in this tournament is important, but also keeping the recruiting class together. And then, I mean, Chris Beard hired this coaching staff and convinced two head coaches to come be assistant coaches for him, including Rodney Terry. He helped build this roster and presented the vision of what it's going to be. So, you know, because again, this is a decision not built for this year. It's about the next 10 years of the program moving into the SEC. Is Rodney Terry the best coach for that? That's just the powers that be at UT will have to decide that. I think Rodney is making it very hard.
Yeah, but if you look around the country, who is?
Yeah, if it ain't him, who's there?
Well, I mean, you're going to hear names like Jay Wright, the coach, former coach at Villanova. You're going to hear a name like Billy Donovan, who's currently coaching the Chicago Bulls, but led Florida to back-to-back national championships. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the kind of names you're going to hear. But, you know, Rodney Terry has put himself firmly into the conversation to be the full-time coach of Texas, without a doubt, without a doubt. But Willie, I mean, I don't think anybody can guarantee that. But, you know, they get to the Final Four.
And there's no doubt about what he probably wants.
All right. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, because if he doesn't get this job, he's going to have to go find another job.
That's right.
Because he came here to work with Chris Beard and planned on retiring here with Chris Beard.
Yeah, I cannot imagine there being another head coach and him sticking around. He's from here, kind of.
I bet he would consider it. If they hired, let's just say, Jay Wright or Billy Donovan, and they were open to keeping Rodney Terry as the top assistant, I think there would be at least consideration on both sides having that happen. Because Rodney moved here to live here. Well, look, I mean, Chris Beard sold the division. We're going to be here 10, 15 years. We're going to win championships, and y'all come join. And obviously, we know it didn't last, but Chris Beard's about to get hired at Ole Miss, by the way, today or tomorrow. Hey, Eric, get some rest before
today. Thank y'all for letting me come
get
down
out
here
to the Blind Pig Pub. If you've not been out there, it's a blast. There'll be a picking party on the patio at the Blind Pig Pub.
Yeehaw.
A lot of peas. With our friends at Coke FM. More details at their website, CokeFM.com. Coming back, we continue to talk about the weekend, including Austin FC's big win on the road to start their first, get 3 points away from Salt Lake. We'll get an update on that coming. It's B&E on the Horn.
Chad and Zay.
Well, LeBron James tweeted, it's low-key a disgrace. Man, Bronny definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today. Ish, lightweight, hilarious, with 4 laughing emojis. I get it. You want to play with him. You think he's good. You believe in him. You're a good dad when it comes to that. But bashing the league that you play in, the guys that you played against for the last 20 years, like, you know how good the NBA is. Let's not get ignorant.
Weekdays 12 to 3 on the Horn.
Folks, Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden now open at Anderson Lane right near Shoal Creek and in Round Rock, right at the right field foul pole out at the Dell Diamond. The reviews are in, and it is absolutely happening. Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden is a hit, serving that New York-style, authentic Ciola family Italian food. And I do love you, Mr. C, for sure. Few things go together better than that New York-style pizza and ice-cold craft beers with over 30 on tap just for you. And, of course, wall-to-wall TVs. Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden, the best place to catch all the, of course, all of your football watching. They have the SEC Network and have all the tournament play. It's there just for you. The atmosphere, nothing but a bunch of fun. Come to Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden now, open for lunch and dinner in Round Rock in front of the Dell Diamond and at Anderson Lane right near Shoal Creek. I'll join you, or you can join me, at Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Commercial Leasing. That's right, Apple Commercial Leasing, the home of the unlimited mileage commercial lease and so much more. Are you looking for a smarter, more cost-effective way to handle your company vehicles? Do you need customized work trucks? Are you looking for ways to cut your transportation cost? Look to Apple Commercial Leasing for the quick, accurate solutions. For business owners large and small, the unlimited mileage lease offers you tax advantages, cash flow savings, low to no out-of-pocket expenses, no dealership hassles, and fast and friendly service. From light-duty trucks to medium-duty trucks, even commercial specialty vehicles, buses, even 18-wheelers, we can do it all. Experience the Apple Advantage. Give us the opportunity to bid, and you'll never regret it. Call for free quotes at 335-3273, 33 Lease, or click 33lease.com. That's 335-3273. We will save you and your company time and money.
West side of 290, this is going to be near Nutty Brown at Signal Hill. We just got word of a collision. I'm not quite sure which direction that is, but we'll continue to follow that for you. But again, that's a very rare instance because we're just not seeing too many other crashes out there. The latest we had was Oasis at 18th. That was an injury wreck, but that was pretty early in the 8 o'clock hour, so that one should be clearing up. Not much in the way of delays, too, on the major thoroughfares as the spring break phenomenon with lighter than normal traffic during the rush hour continues. I'm Don Miller, and that's traffic.
It's time to warm up that scoreboard and get ready to bring home the win with Specs. Specs has you covered with lower prices on all your favorite fan fuel. From craft beer, rare spirits, and world-class wine to chips, dips, and gourmet finer foods. And with same-day delivery when you order online or through the app, Specs is your MVP for the biggest score of the game. At Specs, the fun starts here.
Here's to you. Yeah. Cheers to savings.
Since 1975, one of the greatest local businesses and Austin lifestyle store is Sue Patrick, home of Sue Patrick and her son, Jay Willems. Well, you know what just happened. The Longhorned women's basketball team has captured the Big 12 championship. And it's time to show your pride, love, and support for this incredibly historic team with your very own Champions t-shirt. Jay and Sue have got them. All sizes as long as they last at Sue Patrick on Burnett Road. Yeah, that's where you don't have to worry about a parking garage. Just park by the front door. They're hours from 9:30 to 4. You can order on the internet as well. Just go to SuePatrick.com. That's SuePatrick.com. The Longhorn women's basketball shirt. That's not all they have. Sue and Jay, the biggest supporters of all UT sports, but the undisputed leader they are in high-quality Longhorn merchandise at surprisingly affordable prices. Again, the Horns took the Big 12 title, securing a season record of 23-8. Get your shirt at SuePatrick.
One of America's top golf destinations is at Horseshoe Bay Resort with the famed Texas Triangle of Slick, Apple, and Ramrock golf courses. Play Slick Rock's famous million-dollar hole over two waterfalls. In pristine shape every day, the Slick Rock course plays along the shores of LBJ. Enjoy championship golf with scenic hill country terrain and panoramic vistas of Lake LBJ at Horseshoe Bay Resort's Slick Rock. Book the Robert Trent Jones Unlimited Golf Package now at hsbresort.com.
If the price you see is the price you want to pay, come see Henna Chevrolet.
I went to sign the papers for a new Tahoe and saw the price jumped almost $4,000. I thought it was a typo, but turns out it's for overpriced add-ons like tint and floor mats. So I called Henna, got a price, brought a check, and left with the Tahoe.
For a lower price made clear, find new roads at HennaChevyAustin.com.
This is Chad and Dr. Slaughter from Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Dr. Slaughter, you called me a mouth breather the day you met me. Talk to me about mouth breathing. Is it normal?
It is definitely not normal. It's all the rage right now, even for people to try to tape their mouth to force themselves into nasal breathing. Look, nasal breathing humidifies and filters and warms the air, and that's the right way to go. But if you're mouth breathing, there's a reason, and we should evaluate the nasal airway and get that corrected rather than literally putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
So you're saying a CPAP machine by the bed is all right. Tape by the bed to tape your mouth shut, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, just save the taping for your boxes.
All right, get it taken care of whether you're a mouth breather or not. Call and set it up today. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com. Don't tape your mouth shut. Take yourself to Sinus and Snoring Specialists. 512-601-0303 or go to sinussnoringent.com. Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Feel clear, rested, and healthy.
Craig Way for Divided Sky Roofing and Solar, where you can trust John Hardy to give you an honest assessment if you need a new roof. All solar products are eligible for a 30% tax credit with no money down and as little as $100 per month. With solar shingles, you own your own power. You're paying yourself each month, not the power company. Just a 15-minute phone call with Divided Sky can get you all the info you need on a new roof with solar shingles. Get in touch with them today. 512-995-ROOF or DividedSkyAustin.com. TEC license number 37397.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
A Oh, man, busy Monday, to say the least, filling out your brackets, getting ready for South by Southwest and all the fun. Also, looks like C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, has surged to the top of the first pick betting odds out in Vegas now.
I can see it.
Panthers acquisition. See, I told you, however this goes, it will work out negatively for the Houston Texans. Yes. C.J. Stroud, who's been my pick for the Texans all along, is going to turn out to be the Panthers quarterback, and he'll be really good. And we'll make a 30-for-30 one day about the day Lovie Smith screwed the Texans, winning Week 18.
Of course.
Two-point conversion. What are you doing? You play to
win the
game.
I've been tanking for 2 years to get to it, and look what happened.
I know, because people always text me and say, you play to win the game. They've been tanking for two full seasons to get to that point. And Lovie couldn't drag it across the finish line and lose one more game. Seriously?
There's only one more game.
It's only one. And all you had to do was run a bad fourth down play or goal line play. I don't care. They should have called the code red on Lovie.
You young boys, be careful down that coast. Watch out for them Sea Hags.
Well, now the Panthers own that. The Sea Hags? Yeah, going they'll down be down there. Yeah, that would be good.
There are no Sea Hags, like I told
you. There are.
South Padre? No. Once you cross the intercoastal.
4 days now where the kids go.
I know one goes all the way down to that South Padre deal.
That's a long drive.
It is.
6 hours from here.
I've done that before. I think it's beautiful
there. 7 hours
maybe.
But yeah, Port A can be down there in 3 hours. And then you got to wait for
the locals
ferry
are there. Are the locals waiting for you there?
Yeah, try to find other college girls from other colleges.
And not the 43-year-olds that wait once a year for you freshman boys to show up.
The townie at Nate's Pub.
No, come on. They don't still do that.
Yeah, we were down there. We were down in Port A last year on spring break. We were there for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I saw the pictures of that.
There's some townie spots, man.
Are there some townies still hanging out?
Those are the ones that give you diseases.
Ty, really? Not the ones that are like 46, 43 years old?
Oh, I go hang out down there a few times a year. It's locals only.
Locals only.
I don't think there's younger girls that go down there. It's always a boys' trip.
You're one of the many boys that come down there weekly that they visit with. You know what I'm saying?
They're just waiting for them. Oh, my God.
Then during the week, it's like the lawn guy that are over at her house. Oh, yeah.
What was the movie? What was that movie where Officer and a Gentleman? Is that what it is when you go down there with the locals? Is that sort of like an officer and a gentleman?
Could be like Bull Durham, right? Bull Durham,
really?
Right? Crash Davis. She picks one new player every year. And
oh my God.
Happened to be Nuke LaLoosh this time around.
That's why I spend my time at Martha's Vineyard.
No, if you're a youngster and you're headed down to the beach and you're in college, look for other college girls who are doing the same thing you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But just don't. Never mind. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Among all of the busy things we're doing, let's give some credit to Austin FC. They coughed up their first game of the year at home to St. Louis, but boy, they've won back-to-back games, and they beat Salt Lake City, Real Salt Lake, on Saturday night with a 2-1 final. And he is Glenn Davis, the host of Soccer Matters. You'll hear it tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the Horn, because indeed soccer matters in this great city. Glenn, how are you, man?
Aaron, Bucky, doing well. I'm not on spring break like others.
Like others, right.
There you go.
We just had one of our buddy Eric Raines from Coke FM was here, and his kid's down at the beach, and so he's all worried about him, which we all are. But we're not worried about it. Hey, Glenn, the Austin FC, how about Owen Wolf, young Owen Wolf, his first goal in the MLS? That was a pretty cool scene.
You know, amazing effort from him. I think he was one of the men of the match, along with John Gallagher. But, you know, that's always tricky when a father's coaching a son. It's rare in sports, as we all know. You know, there's always going to be people that claim he's getting advantages. Look, he was one of the best players in this game. Kid continues to blossom. I think he's mature beyond his years. I mean, obviously, he hits a long-range goal. It ends up being the game winner. Remarkable night for him. But, you know, to see an 18-year-old performing at this level, you know, just it's exciting to see young kids getting this type of an opportunity in Major League Soccer and making the best of it.
Glenn, tell us about Gallagher. How does he fit over the last 2 years? I mean, where do you see from him? I know he was that guy who would come in late in games. Early in the career of Austin FC, you know, he was a starter. Then he was a guy that came off the bench. And then he was a guy that came off the bench. He was a star. I mean, how is that working for him right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Bucky. You know, because if you remember, John Gallagher and Jared Stroud were guys that Austin FC in year one were trying to get goals from. He was a striker in college at Notre Dame. Very technical player, good player. Didn't score a lot of goals as a front runner. And they converted him to a left back, which – you know, makes a lot of sense because he does know how to get forward, right? So you always question the one-on-one defending side of it and understanding the position. But look, he's got two goals and an assist in the first three games. The two goals he scored are definitely, you know, goals that you would say that's a striker's type of goal. So, you know, it's interesting, right? He starts in the position he's comfortable in, can't really score goals there, but now coming late as an outside back and
right.
Cutting inside and taking shots from longer range, he's scoring some goals. But he's a great story. I love how committed this guy is to the game when he plays. You know he's 100% in.
And so the schedule, you know, as we said, the start of the year, the disappointing loss with the defensive mistakes and miscues that lost you that first game, but they bounce back with 6 points now, with a win at home and then over Montreal and then a win here at Real Salt Lake, which is tough to win on the road. So 6 points. But there's also been the disappointing CONCACAF performance by the backups, essentially, last Tuesday. Where does this season stand for you so far for Josh Wolf and what they're doing?
Well, challenges right away with injuries and things to Julio Cascante and a different role for Alex Ring, having to play as a center back, which he's done very, very well. But, you know, that was a shocking loss down in Haiti, okay? Nobody was ready for that one. Haitian teams don't generally do very well in CONCACAF. They've always got a lot of issues with their federation, and, of course, they have issues coming into tomorrow's game at Q2, which obviously the Haitians won the first game via Letta 3-0, and it was a very mixed Josh Wolf lineup. He made sure that, you know, he took responsibility for the loss, which any coach would do, you know, at this point when you're playing a lot of guys that haven't had a lot of playing time. You have to defend them in their first game of the year. But, look, they got to turn it around. If they've got the rabid crowd out there tomorrow night and can turn it around, it's definitely possible to turn it around. He's going to have to play his best lineup ahead of an MLS game on Saturday. But there's another journalist with Club Deportes, a friend of mine, Jorge Iturralde, and he reported yesterday that the Haitian team has only 10 players with visas and two coaches. So, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow night and what they bring.
Yeah, that would be the return match. And as we've told you, they lost to Violette, the Haitian side in the Dominican Republic last Tuesday, 3-0. That included an own goal. That own goal could become a big factor here because it's a two-match situation with total goals determining who advances. So if Austin FC could win tomorrow night 4-0, they could advance despite the disappointing performance last Tuesday. And then they're headed to Houston, Glenn, to play the team you are down there close to. So the early a lot of games early here with the Lone Star matchup down there at Shell Energy Stadium.
Yeah, no question. Look, you know, I've said on the soccer show on Soccer Matters repeatedly that this is going to be a very different season for Austin FC with all these other competitions. They've added the Nations League now, which is they're going to take a month off and play Mexican League teams. Your roster depth of all these MLS teams are going to be stretched. And look, Houston hasn't done anything for 2 weeks, so they're lying in wait. It's their home opener. They're targeting Austin FC as an opportunity to, you know, to kind of get their season on track because they've lost their two openers on the road. So, you know, it's hectic, it's busy, it's exciting, you expect the unexpected. Listen, it wouldn't surprise me if Austin FC in front of their crowd tomorrow night gets on a roll and does what we know they can do at home with their best lineup. But I don't think they're thinking about the Houston Dynamo right now. I think they're thinking about trying to advance in CONCACAF because – you know, CONCACAF, ultimately, you know, you win the CONCACAF Champions League, you can be up against a Real Madrid or, the winners of Europe. So it's a big deal, and it's a big deal to do well in it. And I think this was a bit of a shocking start for Austin FC.
And we'll see if they learn that lesson tomorrow night and then down to Houston and then back home for their next home game a week from Saturday. Really busy first few weeks here of this MLS season. And as Glenn just said, it's a long and different season coming off the trip to the Western Conference Finals last year. Glenn, looking forward to a full hour of this kind of conversation tonight, 7 to 8, right after Ball Don't Lie, as they'll be talking a bunch of hoops and everything else. But you guys got Soccer Matters for an hour. What are we looking at tonight?
Yeah, a lot of Austin FC, obviously, a preference for the Violette game. I'm going to have Jorge Iturralde of Club Deportes on, who was down in the Dominican Republic. We're going to talk about the rise of Arsenal in the Premier League. We're going to talk a little bit about Napoli, too, in the Serie A, and there'll be another guest to be added. I don't want to mention it yet until I've confirmed it.
Okay, yeah, don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. But thank you, Glenn. Big win. Big win for Austin FC, and Owen Wolf with his first goal, playing a really high level right now, 2-1, their overall record with 6 points so far. And, yeah, the big win tomorrow night, which we will be previewing. Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks so much, Glenn.
Gentlemen, thank you as always, and big props to UT Basketball.
Yeah, man, that was fun to watch, and we'll be filling out our bracket. There's Glenn Davis, soccer expert, but also a big sports fan in general. And you can follow Glenn for all of his expert soccer matters opinions on Twitter, at Glenn Davis Soc, two N's in Glenn, and then Soc, S-O-C, so the first three letters of the word soccer. We'll come back. When we do, we'll pick up and reset these conversations we've been having all morning long, get you ready for NFL's, I love the term, legal tampering period. That begins in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes.
We'll get you the very latest on the Cowboys side of things from one of their insiders coming next.
Ball don't lie.
Number one, when did it transpire? And number two, and most importantly, why are you designing plays for him if you know that he's injured and the drops are going to happen? I understand what he said. Well, you know, we were trying to protect him for gaming purposes or whatever, so teams didn't try. But you were throwing to him like he was healthy.
He had 99 targets in 2022, he had 103 in 2021.
Weekdays 3 to 7 on the Horn.
That's the Wyand Oak Hill, and that was at Signal Hill, but we don't see any big backups there, so the news is good. Matter of fact, it's just now dropped off the board, so excellent news there. Over on Loop 360, headed toward 183 in North Austin, have a few delays. Round Rock delays happening, southbound I-35 toward Highway 79. Most of the rush hour, not even those were going on. Riverside at Wickersham, we do have an injury wreck there. That's the most serious one on the board, just occurred a few minutes ago, so you're going to have some backups at that intersection. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
Mike Harch here for Allstat Beer. No impurities, no regrets. Allstat has a beer for everyone, whether it's an Allstat Light, Lager, Kolsch, or even an Amber. Allstat Brewery, German beer made here right in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. They only use fine German hops, malts, and yeast, and of course, that natural spring water. Allstat Brewery, German beer made here that I want you to enjoy. Allstat Beer, no impurities, no regrets.
If you're shopping for a new Chevrolet car or truck and you think you found a good price, call Covert Chevrolet. We'll show you what a good price really is. Hi, I'm Jenny Covert. When you buy that new car or truck, we'll even deliver it right to your door for free. We also offer you 6 GM service locations with free pickup and delivery. We prove it every day that no one gives you the level of service the Coverts give you. That's backed by 114 years and 6 generations serving Central Texas. Covert Chevrolet, Highway 71 in Bastrop and Highway 79 in Hutto. Find new roads.
Hi folks, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. I have a suggestion for you. Why not stop putting off LASIK and invest in yourself this year? Think of all the time and money you'll save without the hassles of contacts and glasses. Right now is your time for life-changing LASIK. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing. That's right. You can finance your LASIK and start living with clear, hassle-free vision today. Why not go online or give Sharp Vision a call and schedule your free LASIK consultation. Voted Austin American Statesman's best of the best corrective eye surgeon 3 years in a row, Dr. Nicholas Lancaster and his team at Sharp Vision are ready to make your contacts and glasses a thing of the past. For LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call to schedule your free consultation today. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
It's the perfect time to transform your home or business with fresh new color. The team at CertaPro Painters of Greater Austin handles every detail, worry-free, from start to finish. CertaPro Painters is the painting service you can rely on here in Austin, whether painting inside or out. John Bunnell and his team are ready to protect and beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint. Go with the pros at CertaPro Painters of Austin. Get your painting project started today at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
This is Chad talking Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. And hey, the tournament is here, and college basketball pick'em is the fastest way to get into the action. You just pick whether your favorite player will have a higher or lower stat total in the tournament games for a chance to win big. You can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. You get them all right, you win. You can also
also make those rivals picks, pitting two players against each other. Check out the pick insurance option as well. So easy to get signed up. You're going to love it. Sign up today with the promo code HORN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code HORN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. It's Underdog Fantasy.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man. Put that on a loop. The road to Houston begins tomorrow night. That'll be when the, what do they call these first round games, first four games? Southeast Missouri State plays Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
They matter, don't they?
Well, they get in the tournament as a 16 seed. The winner will. Pittsburgh plays Mississippi State. Still not sure how Pittsburgh got in. Then East Regional, what do we got? Wednesday night, you got FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson against Texas Southern, and then Nevada and Arizona State as the 11 seeds vying there. That'll start tomorrow. Today, in about an hour and 10 minutes, is the legal tampering period in the NFL. So the deals and agreements can begin to fly around. And, you know, I was just reading from Jane Slater, Buck, who covers the Cowboys and has for a long time. She went to UT, by the way.
Yes, sir.
She's a UT grad. She says that the negotiating window gets ready to open. I feel like I could just copy and paste from the previous years. The Cowboys' strategy looks to stay the same. Sign their own guys, and I'm told they didn't even attend the OBJ workout. Jerry Jones still interested in Odell Beckham Jr. Cowboys are talking to a few of their own free agents today, like Leighton Vander Esch. Dalton Schultz seems poised to move on, and Donovan Wilson will likely get more money elsewhere, just managing expectations. So, which would mean if they're going to follow the blueprint of the last several years, they will not be active in the early free agent market.
Be going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's, come on, 25 years now. We're not even threatening the Super Bowl. But yes, and I know a lot that frustrates a lot of Cowboy fans, because especially during the previous two-year window and even the year before you gave Dak Prescott the big contract, I think everyone is in agreement that the idea of drafting and developing your own is a better strategy than the previous one, where they were, when Jerry Jones was making just terrible decisions and signing bad free agents and making bad trades. And
totally can't get out of that business.
No,
though.
You can do both. You can. It's like we compare it to recruiting in college football. You can recruit a top five recruiting class, but it doesn't mean you can't participate in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get in there to fill some holes. And, you know, I agree with the general philosophy that typically the best players on the free agent market are going to be overpaid. You're going to pay because you're bidding against other teams typically, and it's going to be more. But at the same time, you can find a good player or two. And if the Cowboys have done a good job of waiting out the first flurry and even the second flurry, and then, you know, signing to guys like Jayron Kearse or, you know, off the free agent market, or just some of their free agent signs have been shrewd. Same time, there are guys that can help you. And I think this is going to be the year where, since you didn't capitalize on the window the previous couple, you're going to lose some pretty good players. And a guy like Dalton Schultz is going to go cash in, and Donovan Wilson is going to go cash in. Anthony Brown, the corner, is probably going to go cash in somewhere in the first week of free agency. Those are good players.
Yeah, you never know how much you miss those guys until they're not on the field late in the season when you're trying to do some things.
Anthony Brown?
That's what I just said.
That's one
guy.
He's a guy I never
wanted to get rid of someone more, and as soon as he was hurt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rough.
Well, and I think that's kind of the point. I mean, and Jerry Jones has said as much. I mean, one thing for Jerry, he's candid. And when asked about the Amari Cooper decision of last year, when they traded him, they were adamant to trade him off and get him off their books.
Yep.
They admit they made a mistake in that, not trading the player, but not replacing him, believing that Michael Gallup would be healthy, believing that they could draft a receiver on the first three picks that could come in and replace that. That's what I'm going to continue to pound the drum on with Dalton Schultz. Don't just assume Jake Ferguson's the next guy to replace your second leading receiver, who's the number one free agent on the market right now. You better have a plan for that. And he's not only is that, he's Dak Prescott's favorite target. And one of the reasons he threw the interception in the big interception in the 49ers game is
I'm getting that ball to him.
When I get in the pinch, I'm going for Dalton Schultz. That's kind of his MO. You better fix it, because even Jerry Jones has admitted that once you start paying your quarterback that competitive salary, you're not going to be able to put the weapons around him like you had before, and he needs to be better. Well, that's a problem, because Dak Prescott has shown he's better with more weapons, not fewer. And he's going to lose.
How was James Bradbury last year?
For the Eagles?
Yeah, he was okay, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the free agent corners. He had the big holding penalty in the playoff, mm-hmm. in the Super Bowl game, but he was a good player for them. Yeah, yeah. Eagles
Gardner have Johnson. They got a couple guys. Yeah.
And Eagles have a couple of free agents on the defensive backfield.
And Slade is one too. Also, I don't see his name up there, but isn't he?
He's been given the Eagles have.
Did they tag him?
No, he's been given permission to seek a trade. Darius Slade, who they acquired from Detroit. Safe to say with the Eagles that their 10th pick is not going to be Bijan. It's going to be a corner.
Yeah, they're losing too many guys. I was thinking, they're losing an awful lot in that secondary.
Well, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who they acquired from the Saints, is now a free agent. James Bradbury is a free agent. And they've told Darius Slay he can seek a trade. And if he finds one, they might trade him. But
three guys out of your secondary?
They also have the most dead money in the NFL.
And when it comes around to it, that 10th pick, I mean, you could look at a Devin Weatherspoon from Illinois, the top corner on the board. Christian Gonzalez from Oregon. That could be their pick at 10. And then they also have the 30th pick as well. They also have Miles Sanders as a running back who's a free agent, which is why you could see if I'm doing mock drafts for the Eagles, I'm going corner at 10 and maybe a Jahmyr Gibbs at 30. Running back Alabama. But,
we'll see Bijan in Chicago.
Ooh. They left Khalil Herbert, young running back, 24 years old. But I would like that. I'd be okay with that right there.
He looked good in that outfit.
Well, Cedric Benson was the last great Texas running back to go to the late Seti B. Last one. All right, Buck, have a wonderful Tuesday.
You guys too.
Hey, enjoy the rooftop showcase at Blind Pig, because I know you're going to close it
down.
There
you go. I'll close it down.
Ty, good luck with more bets today. You got any picks for the people?
Let's go with Miami -7.5 in their game today.
The Heat?
Yes.
The Heat. He's back in the NBA now.
Have a great one, everything podcast at hornfm.com.
Chad and Zay on the Horn.
Was it on the end of the, I think it's at the end of that Raekwon album, the purple cassette.
Purple cassette?
If you will.
Please, if you ever run into any Wu-Tang member, don't ever say, yo, I love the purple cassette.
Oh, I got to say tape, right?
Tape.
Purple tape. My bad. Damn it, I was so close. Here I get to.
Oh, Ray and Ghost, I apologize. That was so disrespectful.
Weekdays 12 to 3 on the Horn.
We are picking up a crash on the southbound frontage of I-35 near Yeager Lane. And so a backup before that light as you make your way on the access road. Everything else looks good on the main lanes, the major thoroughfares. We just don't see a lot of big problems here. Just a few south of Ben White, northbound on the interstate and north of there from Riverside to Cesar Chavez. Just a sliver of a delay from 290 to the decks on the north side, and south of Palmer is a tad slow. We are picking up some toward Highway 79 and Round Rock now, but again, we'll see that just about any time, day or night. Riverside at Wickersham, crash there, injury wreck, still on the board, might still cause a little problem at that intersection. Otherwise, looking good. That's your traffic.
Tour of Texas Golf on the Horn is presented by Callahan's General Store since 1978. Charlie from Callahan's General Store.
Callahan's people are from Central Texas. And at Central Texas, we understand the responsibility of having a service that we provide to each other as well as to everybody who walks in the door.
Callahan's General Store, a Central Texas legend since 1978. Find them right there at 501 Bastrop Highway between downtown and the airport. Online at callahansgeneralstore.com. Callahan's General Store, reminding you to make it a Callahan's Day.
A Cover 3 weekend brunch is the perfect way to kickstart a relaxing weekend. There's nothing like getting together with friends, family, and colleagues, enjoying a delicious brunch with a Bloody Mary bar at Cover 3. The atmosphere at Cover 3 is always lively, and their Bloody Mary bar is a hit with brunch. With a selection of different mixes and garnishes paired nicely with their delicious fried New York strip steak and eggs, or the breakfast quesadillas. Make the most of your weekend at Cover 3. Google Cover 3 to find a location near you this weekend.
This is Scott Crossett. I started Apple Leasing in 1985, and I thought, what a great business model. I can lease any make and model of car. My clients only have to pay for the portion of the car they're using. Heck, if I treat my clients right, I should be able to keep them forever. Well, fast forward 37 years, I am now leasing my clients' kids' cars too. But more importantly, Apple helps thousands of clients navigate the cost of the vehicle expense. That's what it's all about, your expense. From high gas prices, no inventory, high interest rates, you name it, we've seen it all. Apple Leasing, our mission is to help you manage your vehicle expense. That's it. I've never seen a crazier market than today. Call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977. We'll take the time to understand exactly what your needs are and what you're trying to accomplish. Remember, we specialize in helping you get out of your current lease. In these times, when everything costs more, we can offer a more budget-friendly option to drive a car. If you want to talk to an automobile professional that will listen to your needs and an unbiased opinion, call us at 512-346-9977 or click AppleLeasing.com. Apple Leasing, we're just leasing cars and making friends.
It's spring break, and IKEA Round Rock is a great place to have a fun day out for the entire family. Join us